So I guess we're trying to keep us safe for the New Year. Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
we kind of have to go along with that, but yeah, we hope you do that. Yeah.
Well, it's same thing every year.
Yeah.
New Year's is coming up. People are going to party. They're going to have a good time, and we just want them to be safe so they can see you next year.
You know, now it's on a Tuesday. Is it different when it's on the weekend or when it's later in the week than if it happens early in the week? What's your experience been when the day off, whether it's, in this case, New Year's, that holiday, that party night, happens earlier in the week? Does that make Sunday night different or anything like that?
No, not from past experience. When I first came to this area, it confused me that Thursday night was a party night.
Oh, okay.
See,
now, where'd you come from?
I don't know if I should say.
It's okay.
I'm near Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say, you talk like you're not from around here. No, the idea is you got out of Detroit, right? I mean,
Well, actually, I got stranded here.
Oh, did So now, what do you think when people say, man, it sure is cold outside. It's 30 out there.
Yeah. I miss home.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah,
I miss
okay.
home.
Well, I understand.
Christmas, there should be 4 or 5 feet of snow out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Shoveled a few of driveways and stuff, right?
That's
right.
It.
Yeah. Okay, so but anyway, just some common sense and some things that people need to think about, right?
Exactly. The first thing is, if you're going to a party, always have a designated driver. There's a lot, myself included, I don't drink.
Okay.
So there's always someone that doesn't drink.
Okay.
So have them drive for you. If you're throwing the party, don't let the guests mix their drinks. You know, the more drinks they have, the more alcohol goes in there.
Right, right, right.
And it's always the salty snacks, makes you thirsty. And don't push the drinks on people. If they don't want to drink, don't make them drink. They can have a good time without consuming alcohol.
They celebrate differently than you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that makes absolute sense. And just as always, be aware of your surroundings, I guess, anytime, especially if you're in an area that you're not used to being in, and that goes for here in College Station as well.
Well, if you're going out to parties, you know, it goes back to the old thing, don't leave your drink unattended. If you walk away, someone just might be messing with you, think it's funny, or there might be someone that's actually trying to do you some harm. Take your drink with you.
There you go.
And especially like in the bars and clubs, take it with you. Walk
gotcha.
Around with it.
All right. Now, if there's a loud party near you, what do you suggest citizens do?
That they call us. They don't go over and try to take care of yourself. I mean, if it's like a real close friend, like my neighbor, yeah, I'd go over and talk to him, but we're good friends. Lots of times that escalates things because, remember, there's alcohol involved.
Sure, right.
And it might not be the neighbor that you're speaking with.
Right.
Okay, it might be one of the guests that showed up. So just call us. Just because we're going over, it doesn't mean they're going to get a ticket. Okay? We'll get things quieted down. I understand that, okay, it's a holiday and that you're partying, you know, but you still have to respect our people's rights. They might not be partying.